You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
What's going on, guys? Russ Dorsey here.
Russell Dorsey's joining us.
Who's a 10?
He's a 10.
Russell Dorsey.
Why should your fan base believe in this group?
By the way, that your setup is amazing.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it. It's been nice. It's been nice out here in Arizona.
No, I mean, it's a fair question.
National MLB insider for Yahoo Sports.
Russ, Gordon, you guys got to communicate on pop-ups. The other thing I'll say, Russ, you don't have to jump for pop flies. They're coming down.
Are you saying I can't play center field for Happer tomorrow?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Insider and analyst for Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV+.
All right, time for the Sage manager interview.
Russell Dorsey with our manager interview.
Russell Dorsey.
Guys did shows yesterday with no sleeves because they're kind of bodybuilders.
We wear caps and sleeves at this level, son. Understood?
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
As long as you got a shirt on, I really don't care.
For a couple of weeks, I was wondering, like, did Dustin take a shot at me?
Yeah, he totally did. They actually do kind of have a dress code on the morning show.
Do they?
Yeah, they want you to kind of, you know, wear a collar.
So even though people can't see me?
People can see you.
Well, they can see you. You're on Twitch.
Y'all didn't always have Twitch.
That for a long time. Everybody can. We are getting 100% of Russ Dorsey wearing 60% of a shirt.
Fine.
I got no problem with it, Russ.
Thank you. But this is more than sleeveless.
No, it's...
You got some ribs showing here. Yeah.
He's in shape.
Hey, if I was in as good a shape as Russ, I wouldn't even wear a shirt anywhere, ever, at any time. I'd be in Jewels, shirtless.
Well, he tried that.
I tried. Did they tell you?
No. Oh, you didn't know the story?
You didn't know the story.
Oh, my God. Right,
so 2 weeks ago...
You went into a Jewels with literally no shirt at all?
You know, like my friend Jason Leisure, we both like to run. And so after a run one morning, I say, I'm a little parched. I'm going to go get a bottle of water from Jewel.
The difference, by the way, is that we both run, but then when you're done, apparently you go bench press Honda Civics.
Well, I didn't have a cut off anything on. I go all natural up top. For my runs.
Understandable.
With the runner fanny pack, as you need. Phone, keys,
and the shades.
Yes, and the shades. So I go into Jewel, and when I walk in there, still have my AirPods in, but I hear, hey, my man. And sometimes you're thinking, this is somebody asking for something.
Somebody wants money.
I'm going to ignore. But it got closer and closer, so I turn around, and it was... What I felt was the manager's like, hey, my man, they can't be in here without a shirt on. And I was going to put up the fight of like, I'm just getting water. But he was doing his job. And I said, fine, don't worry about it. And then I just left. No water.
Yeah.
So, to your point, I you can't go into Jewel shirtless.
Good to know.
It's very important.
I mean, I shouldn't either way, but it's good to know.
I mean, you're lean right now. You're lean.
Look at this guy.
Yeah, but you're lean. Like how many are you down?
I'm probably down like 10, 12 pounds since the start of the year from running consistently.
See, and you didn't really have that much weight to lose anyway.
I didn't.
That's something I needed to get rid of.
All right, well, now you're out here running 3 miles a day, and it's working for you. By the way, if you want to show off your body, you should go to the pool party tomorrow at Four Winds Casino and Resort in New Buffalo for a special pool party and an appearance with Ozzie Guillen and Layla Rahimi. It'll be from 4:30 until 6 Central, 5:30 until 7 Eastern, because, you know, there's a time change when you go over there. Ozzie will be doing a meet and greet with autographs. That's Thursday at Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo. Also, before the show is done, we are giving away tickets to see Sir Paul McCartney at the United Center November 24th. Be caller number 6 to 312-540-0670 when you hear this.
You remember when you were with the Beatles and you were supposed to be dead and that was a hoax, right?
Yeah, I wasn't really dead.
When you hear that, we're going to give you an opportunity to win tickets.
So, Russ, do you know that reference that we just played from Saturday Night Live back in the day?
That was before my time.
Okay. You know Between Two Ferns?
No.
You don't know that? You're too young for that? I feel like that Chris Farley talk show where he'd always be like, hey, remember when you're in that movie Mighty Ducks? You remember that? I feel like that's the precursor to Between Two Ferns.
So Chris Farley used to do a character, and the character was very uncomfortable doing the interviews. It was Chris Farley
as a talk show host.
As a talk show. So he would be nervous and sweating, and he'd have all these cue cards. And then, like, super famous people would come there and sit down, and he would just kind of be like, that song that you wrote, that was awesome.
You remember when you were with the Beatles?
Sure.
That was awesome.
And then you fast forward 20 years to Zach Galifianakis sitting there, be like, so do you like websites?
I love when Zach wrote all of that stuff. It seemed like for everyone, but I love when they would be mean back.
Yes, the one like Steve Carell
with Jennifer Lawrence. Oh my God. Like she just, he's like, yes, what you're doing right now is very off-putting. And she's like, you should be off of pudding. Anyway, do you want to do serious stuff with Russ first, or do you want to?
We're doing
hang
serious
out?
Stuff.
He's the guest. Let's do what he wants to do. He's the guest.
There was serious stuff on the docket.
I mean, you're the baseball guy. You're our friend who covers baseball at a national level.
As Tony Gill would say, national baseball insider Ross Dursey.
I thought this was just the hangout, okay. But if you want to let's get the serious stuff everything. Out the way, and right. Then we can get into the fun stuff.
Okay, cool. Are the Cubs going to make a move in the starting rotation and at third base?
I think the priority should be starting rotation, big gap, third base.
Okay.
My thing that I've written for about a month
I mentioned it. We actually did it as a segment talking about the guys that are available.
Everybody wants a frontline starter. The reality is, outside of Sandy Alcantara and whatever a team thinks of Zach Gallen, because there are people out there that's like, okay, this has been a premier starter for a long time. The peripherals don't look great this year. And before the break, he had a couple pretty good starts. So there's a team that's probably going to gamble on that and say, that's the old Zach Gallen, we'll buy. It's more like Seth Lugo, who's been, since he got to Kansas City, one of the best starters in the American League. Merrill Kelly, Zach Gallen's teammate in Arizona, is another guy that is on that list. But just the Garrett Crochet type that was on the market last year isn't available. And Sandy is 2 years removed, maybe 2+ years, from being the best pitcher in the world. Also has the club control after. That's the guy where if you get the right deal, you pull the trigger. Because if you can get Sandy to being, he's in his first full season after coming back from Tommy John surgery. So you might not get that pinnacle of what he was, Sandy. But you're still getting a guy that is hitting 98, 99, 100 on the gun. The trend has been a lot better over the last month plus. That's the guy you say, okay, we'd be willing to move an Owen Casey for. But that's the only guy to me that is on the market that you should do that for. There's a lot of rentals out there, and you shouldn't move your top prospect for a rental that's not one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball.
I said yesterday on House of L, and now that I've thought about it, it may have been unfair, but I actually don't think it's unfair. I think the floor for PCA going forward is 2020. That should be the floor for him. Is that fair?
The floor being 2020. Yeah, like, that guy is immensely talented. And he's shown you why he didn't sign an extension. He's like, you know what? I think I'm a better player than what this offer would be. It's also not bad business to say, hey, I got more to prove. And I think when you look at PCA's player profile from what they thought it was going to be when they acquired him to, which was, I was still on the beat at this time, premier athlete, is the best defensive center fielder in minor league baseball, and when he gets healthy, if the bat plays, that was always the thing. People would tell you, if the bat plays, you have a special player. Well, the bat plays. 2020 is a reasonable bar for PCA going forward. And the thing to me, he's a very good player right now. What makes him a great player is you got to get on base more, right? I was telling Marshall and Layla today, if he ends up winning MVP this year, he would have the lowest on-base percentage for any player to ever win MVP that wasn't a pitcher.
Wow.
Because I was looking it up yesterday on Baseball Reference. So I think he's currently at 304 right now for the season. That has to get up 330, 335. And if you could get it higher than that, even better. But it's working for him right now. But to be in that conversation of the best players in baseball consistently, he's going to have to get on base more. But he's, because of what he does on the bases, defensively, he's the best defensive center fielder in Major League Baseball. And there's some really damn good center fielders in the game right now. That's why you're starting to see people say, no, this is a real dude.
All right, so look, I'm done. I could talk to Russ for hours about the game, but I want to respect your time, so I'm done with my baseball
Jason,
questions.
Jason, you have serious baseball stuff?
I mean, I have some baseball questions I could ask.
Let's get all the real baseball out the way.
Mad at it. That sounded like an accusation.
When Lawrence,
Jason, you came in here with baseball questions for me?
When Lawrence told me, yo, Leisure's on the show, come hang out for an hour, I'm thinking, cool, I'm just going to hang out. Y'all got work for me, and now I got
to
think.
We don't have to.
The streaming question, I think, is worth exploring.
I think that's a great question. People yelled at me last time I talked about streaming. But if you have one, I'm very willing to share.
No, let's talk about the streaming, and I'll give you an update from the Gill household because I was there yesterday, and I can tell you how Tony's philosophy that every parent in the world needs to control your kids is going for him.
We all told him that that was nonsense. Like,
pre-kids, we told him it was nonsense.
Every single one of us, anyone in Tony's orbit, told him that this idea of parents can just magically control their kids was nonsense. And him thinking, well, that's not going to be me when I'm a dad. Like, you can't control yourself.
Right.
So I mean, we knew this is what was going to happen.
We were at a point where this guy wanted to outlaw children at restaurants.
Yes.
Yes.
No children would be allowed at restaurants or airports or anywhere else.
Your kid.
I'll tell you, nobody wants their kid to have a total meltdown and tantrum at the airport or at a restaurant. None of us are wanting that, but you do not control that. You do not control your kid at any age. You have great parents, Russ, but they didn't control how you turned out. They might have given you a lot of good education. They might have raised you really well, but they don't control what you do at any age.
No, and yeah, you have a lot of parents who were good parents. The kids didn't end up being so good. It happens, and you kind of just have to wish for the best.
So Tone's got two under two now. Yeah. And his wife, Steph, is changing the diaper of the baby of Judah, 3 months old. And Anaya's having a meltdown about a popsicle or something. Tone's trying to contain that. And he's like shutting this baby gate to keep her out of the kitchen. And she's opening it again. And she's just melting down. And I'm like, hey, Tone, control your kids.
As you should have. As you should have.
He's just sweating.
Like, how dare you invite me over here? Your kids are crying. You should have known better. Yeah. He's getting the real life slap that we should have given him when he first said that. By his own kids.
We knew it would take care of itself.
Yes.
We knew he would learn that lesson eventually.
Yeah, but we didn't want him to have to learn it that way.
I think he has to learn everything.
He has to learn everything trial by fire.
Yeah, he needs to see it. He's one of those kids where you're like, hey, that stove's real hot. Don't touch it. And he's like, how hot is it? As he,
it wouldn't burn me.
I mean, that was the steak story, too.
Like he thought all steaks were the same.
Yeah. So, oh, gosh. Yeah. So, Alex, here's another score story for you. Tony Gill used to be my producer. And when we used to talk to him about steak, he would be like, no one should ever pay his belief, which I think is still a little bit intact. No one should ever pay more than $20 for a meal. Okay. So then we got into a conversation. He's like, look, what's the difference if I go to Gibson's versus Outback? And I said, look, Outback is fine. I've dined at an Outback. You want to send me to Chili's? I'll go to Chili's.
It's fine.
I got no problem with it. Yeah. I said, there's a difference. It's fine. There's a difference. He's like, no difference. So I took him and Rick Camp to Gibson's one day after the show. He took one bite and was like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's different. Yeah, this is what we were trying to tell you. But you kind of have to always learn on your own, which is weird.
Tony, one, yes, he did have that view about the you should never pay more than $20 for a meal. But I've seen Tony pay $30 at Portillo's before, so he lied.
That's
there.
True.
Right?
He loves him some Portillo's.
Portillo's, Jimmy John's.
You can't get it out of anywhere for $20 now. You can't get out of Shake Shack for $20 now.
It's difficult. Almost any place you go, like, you're going to pay.
You can't get out of Taco Bell for $20 anymore.
What's your Taco Bell
Not
order,
the way
Alex?
I do it, that's for sure.
What's your order?
Well, I would get the cheesy gordita crunch and the round queso.
The Crunchwrap?
Yeah, the Crunchwrap.
Crunchwrap
Supreme. That's
Chicken
$9.
Crunchwrap Supreme.
$9.
Jason, you still going to Taco Bell these days?
No, but I would love to. My Taco Bell, if you ask me what my Taco Bell order is.
What's your Taco Bell order?
Well, it starts with at least it's 11 p.m. or later. That's how my Taco Bell
100%.
Order starts.
Fourth meal.
No matter what follows after that, it starts at that time. There is no other time where I would be seen at a Taco Bell.
So what's the order?
Oh, man. I go with the quesadillas, the steak quesadilla, the chicken quesadilla. I like the chicken,
the
chalupa.
Oh, chalupa.
The chalupa, with the crunchy. The fried one, yeah. With chicken, nacho cheese on that, the cinnamon. When I do go to Taco Bell, I'm gonna go all in.
I got
to
go double order a cinnamon twist, man.
I'm either not going to Taco Bell or I'm going to Taco Bell at 11 p.m. with the risk of ending up in the hospital because of it.
I'm so happy they brought back the caramel apple empanada. Like that was a big mistake by them to take it away, but they brought it back. High point.
Do they still have the Choco Taco?
I don't think so.
Is that something you were ever into?
No. But isn't that a dessert though?
Yeah. It's like an ice cream thing.
Yeah, but they used to have that in Bourbonnais. Like in the freezer, like if you go eat lunch with the players, you get yourself a Choco Taco.
I'm not a fan of them trying to remodel themselves, trying to reposition themselves in the market as like we have some elevate. Like, come on, man, you're Taco Bell, and I want you to be Taco Bell. Don't try to get all fancy.
You know
on
why
me.
We're here.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Absolutely.
I'll go somewhere else if I want something, but I want you to be, you know, my dirty little secret, Taco Bell.
I like that. Listen, we need to take a timeout. More with Russ Dorsey. He is here in the building. A little bit of a sports adjacent reunion going on. You'll love it. It's next here on The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going home.
You guys are friends of the program, man. I can never turn y'all down.
I know that's right. That's Stacey King.
The friends of the program are my friends, and they are friends for life.
Afternoons on the Score.
Speak Going Home show. Jason Leisure is in for Speak. Speaks will be back tomorrow. Russ Dorsey is hanging out with us because these two guys used to do a podcast called Sports Adjacent. So we figured we'd ask Russ to come and hang out since we knew that Jason was going to be here. And luckily, Russ actually was like, yeah, I got time and I'm in the city. So here we are.
You guys were talking about Taco Bell before the break. And during the break, I said, I haven't been here in this place in a minute, but of the late night restaurants, I'd much rather go to White Castle than Taco Bell, which Jason replied, oh, that's never been my thing. Mm-hmm. I've never been in there before. And that makes it sound like you've only had it maybe once or twice in your life.
I think I've had it, but I have no specific memory of it. It's never been something I've been net into.
See, now that White Castle is doing breakfast 24 hours a day, Speaks hit me to that. You didn't know that, Alex?
I had absolutely no idea.
And they will like crack a fresh egg too.
So are you getting
fresh at White Castle?
Yes, I'm not kidding.
Are you getting like a bacon egg and cheese slider, or are you getting the regular slider with egg on it?
You can get like a sausage egg and cheese or bacon egg and cheese, and then if you wanted to do fries, they also have little hash browns, so you can do a whole breakfast thing late at night.
Jason, when I haven't been to White Castle in like a year and a half, but when I was a chubbier fellow, mm-hmm. I could knock down a good 8 to 10.
Back when you were having more fun.
Yes. Yeah. 8 to 10 easy of White Castles.
I have no concept of how many actual burgers that is. What is that like? Two?
8 to 10 sliders.
Yeah. I mean, how many
sliders compared to a normal burger?
Yeah, what's the conversion
it's probably
chart on
two,
this?
Two Wendy's singles, right?
Probably.
We end up in all kinds of situations where fast food temptation is lurking because you get out of a baseball game late, you get out of a basketball or a football game late, and that's what's open. And I don't eat a lot of fast food, and I don't say that to be any kind of snob or health nut or anything. I just think if I do that too much, I'll die. That's all. So when I do have it, like 5 times a year, I'll go into fast food, and it'll almost always be late at night.
You said something today that I was like, I need to adopt that. And I don't know if you do this, Russ, because you both travel for work, which is part of the reason that you guys can't do the podcast together anymore.
Yes.
It's because you both travel for work. That now your thing is when you get to a town, you check in, throw your bags down, and then go to the gym.
Yes. Well, that was I probably still do that now, but that was definitely the case when I was covering the NBA, and it was a lot more travel. And when you have those kinds of jobs, you guys both know this, but people listening might not. When you have that type of job, man, that is a slippery slope health-wise, because you're just constantly getting on a plane, you're constantly going to work. The food option, you have a lot less control over your food options than you do in your own kitchen, and you almost have to have some rules for yourself to stay disciplined about if you don't want everything to get away from you, as I point at my gut. So when I was covering NBA, that was one of my rules, is when I get to town, I go to the hotel, I put my stuff in the room, and I work out. Other plans like food, social plans, whatever, that all has to fit after that. That's going to be the first thing I do when I get to Charlotte or Detroit or OKC or whatever.
It's very important to me now. I think when I was on the beat, that's when I really started running, because you know, when you're in a San Francisco, when you're in San Diego, Pittsburgh, good running cities that have water and scenery and landscape, like, all right, I can go for a run.
And you can get to know the city a little bit.
Right.
That's the other fun thing.
That was the cool part about it.
Yeah. That's and fun tourism right there.
Now, I work out in the – I used to – when I was on the beat, because of time, as Jason talked about, I was a late night workout guy. So sometimes I'd come back from the ballpark and then work out, because I'm still wired after the game. Not going to go to sleep. I'll work out now. Today, I work out at 7:45 to 8:15 and knock it out before I travel or anything like that. Because the older I got, the more I realized if I'm traveling, I'm not going to feel like doing it when I get there. The one thing that Jason actually put me on to that I've started doing, I'll find a Trader Joe's or Whole Foods when I get into a city.
And this is another key.
Grab something that I know is a lot healthier. It's not cool at all, but if you're just like, okay, how do I make sure I control, keep from snacking and other things like that? It's been a huge help.
When you get to town, go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Get some apples.
It's a lot cheaper, by the way.
Get some stuff that you can, that's good for you.
This wasn't on the air. We were talking during the break about this.
Apples?
Yeah. I didn't know that you were on an Apple budget. And he is.
Like, there's a certain price that you won't pay for apples.
So he had an apple, and we started talking about our favorite apple. So the favorite apple, like, I have an apple probably 3 times a week, right? The Honeycrisp apple is...
Great apple. Great apple.
And so you were eating yesterday...
It's the gold standard.
The Cosmic Crisp.
Cosmic or Cosmo or something.
Cosmo Crisp
apple. Which is what you're on right now.
Yes, but...
I'm on it because my apple habit got out of control. So you say you eat like 3 apples a week, and I'm like, does that even count? I eat 3 a day. And I've been like that since I was a little kid. I don't like a lot of fruit. I do really like apples. But my wife buys the groceries. Ashley buys the groceries. And, you know, sometimes Honeycrisp are on sale for like $1 or $2 a pound over at the Jewels over by there. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're like $4
plus. $1.39, $1.50.
And she's like, look, we're a single income family. We can't support this expensive apple habit. We got to find some other apples that you'll eat when, you know, the Honeycrisp market is booming like that. And we can't. So she's tried, you know, to see which ones I'll accept. And I'm on with the Cosmic. What is it?
I think it's Cosmic.
Cosmos.
I think that's what it is. But
I'm not going to learn it, but I'll eat it.
But the Honeycrisp is where it's at.
Honeycrisp is the gold standard, yes.
As long as you're not on the Red Delicious wave.
We'll see how tough times get.
That's the next step.
We'll see how tough times get for the Leisure family. Well, like,
for him, because they're
oh, he's
cut off now. Now he's
got to slum it.
He's going to be in the Red Delicious territory soon.
We'll
Granny
see.
Smith.
We'll see. We'll see how well things go. We'll see if it's a good year for your boy.
You got to make sure you got that Apple money. As we talk to someone who's got that Apple money.
Literally, right, yeah, with a right. capital A.
No.
No?
It's so fun to go and, like, where are there any cool places you can think of where you've run when you've been on the road? Because, like, just off the top of my head, it's so fun to run in places like L.A. or New York. You can run through Central Park. Like, yeah. What a privilege of your job it is that that's just something you did while you were on a work trip.
Let's LA,
go for a run in Central Park.
L.A., I usually will try to drive to Santa Monica and run on the water because mm-hmm. that's cool. San Francisco, you can't beat it when mm-hmm. you just say, I'm going to go to the water and just run till I get to the Golden Gate Bridge and take pictures and sightsee and walk around and see other people out there. San Diego is hard to beat when it comes to running. I don't like heat, so all these places are pretty climate controlled. You lived in Miami.
Yeah, I love the
and
heat.
Love the heat
yeah,
and humidity.
I'm comfortable
and
get out. In it.
Nah, I'm out.
I think one of the craziest things that I've seen transition in your life as your friend, what we've been friends for, what, like probably 5 years or something like that?
Yeah.
Is that you have gone from somebody that used to wake up, I think, around like 11 a.m. or something
yeah.
to a complete morning person.
Yeah.
That is a crazy switch.
It's nasty. I talk about it with my parents all the time because I've always been that way. And then you realize, I can't keep doing this.
I'm still doing it, and I'm 41 because I don't ever have to be at work till like 10:30 outside of training camp.
There's so much that that I need to get done in a day at this point. I got to get up at 7:30 at the latest.
So what have you found that we have that exists in the morning that you didn't know about? Oh, they have this and this in the morning.
You know what? Honestly, like it kind of relates to work. I'll get up. I'll go. Everybody who knows me knows I love iced coffees from Dunkin' Donuts. Don't yell at me. It's my thing. So I'll go get an iced coffee, walk back, and then I'm buzzing in the morning with like fresh
creativity.
Thoughts. And
creativity.
Yes. I write a ton in the morning now. And back in the day, I used to write in the evening.
Yeah.
So that's changed a lot. And then I can get so much done before 11 a.m., where I have the rest of my day open before I have to do, whether it's, you know, do a radio hit or write a story or take a phone call or do TV stuff. That's kind of been just the big benefit for me, is I can knock out all these different things as opposed to saying, I missed this today or I didn't get to this today. That's been huge.
I've heard someone explain it like this. Getting some of that stuff done before anyone needs me.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I look
think
at
that
it.
Time exists in my house, but well, yeah.
Right. And look, I'm childless. Russ is childless. So it's different for us. But even still, like even with this show, like I know that our text exchanges are going to pop off somewhere between 8 and 9:30. So I want to try and get some stuff done before that, or at least be in the process of it before that. And I'm like you, like it used to be trying to figure out like how to schedule out a day, like doing this type of thing, where when Dan and I were working together in middays, it's like, well, if I have other stuff that's going on, like I can work out after the show. I just don't have the juice for it. Like yeah. I have the discipline for it, but I can't find the same level of juice. So our gym, which is amazing here in the building, this place is it makes you excited to go and work out.
It has a golf simulator in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, now we've got two golf simulators in there.
Excuse
there's
me,
an,
two.
There's an ice tub in there. They did a whole
shout out to Odyssey. Yeah, y'all gotta,
no, it's not Odyssey.
Oh, it's not. Like, is this y'all specifically?
No, let's not
oh,
make
it's the building.
Yeah, it's Prudential. Okay. That's
shout out to Prudential.
Yeah, they have got themselves quite the facility over there. But like I would,
and Alex can't stop breaking golf clubs over there in the simulator.
I broke one. Okay,
wait, didn't you break one and Robbie broke
yeah, we
another?
Both did. Yeah, that was like the first week that it opened. And we broke.
Yeah, you're gonna get everybody clubs. Banned from there.
Yeah, no. Apparently, we were like 2 of 10 people that broke golf clubs.
Apparently, somebody right. told you that to make you feel better.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, Mitch is gonna cut you guys.
They haven't
off
let me back. I don't know why.
There. Yeah, exactly.
The key card doesn't work anymore.
So yeah, I get the whole idea of like get up early, get some of that stuff out of the way, and then like, and for me, that helps this.
Yeah, we have a good gym at MLB Network too, so I 100% feel you. I think. The other thing that's changed since me and Jason started being friends is when I started getting into the insider role and news happens at crazy hours, sometimes you don't control it. So at this time of year, especially as we approach the deadline, you always have your phone like ready to, you know, get a call, get a text or something like that. And in the off season, most people are on downtime, they're chilling. Maybe the GM meetings and winter meetings are the only time that you're really doing stuff. For me, it's like I'm on the phone, I'm taking calls. Like when Kyle Tucker got traded, I was in the gym in the middle of the afternoon. Like it's one of those things that you just kind of realize happens. There were other days where there's news being broken at 3 a.m. Like I've gotten calls at 6 a.m. before about things or 2 a.m. Like nature of the beast for this job, sometimes we could do all the stuff we talked about and it doesn't matter.
I want to talk a little bit more about this, but do you have a bunch of stories that you want to run by, Russ? Because that's something that you guys used to do on Sports Adjacent.
No, I'm not going to put him through that because I know every time I did that, he hated it. But he just played along very politely like a good teammate. So we don't need to do it here.
All right. Then I want to lean on you guys.
But there are flamingos eating the rice that they use for risotto in Italy, and that should matter to a foodie like Russ.
Okay, well, then
it's not great.
You can share that story, but I want to ask you guys about reporting when we come back. Russ is here. Jason Leisure is in for Spiegs. It's a Spiegel and Holmes show here on The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Charles Tilghman. Charles, thanks for being on the show.
Y'all ready for me to go?
No, not.
You didn't take no calls or nothing?
Well, if you want to hang on for a minute, we'll take a break and we'll come back and take some calls.
Is it a media minute or is it like a black person minute?
It's a black person minute because a black person drives this show.
Afternoons on The Score.
I also also always thought it was weird that Charles thinks that there's just calls that are lined up all the time. Like, that's a, there's a process that goes into that where, one, Alex would need to unlock the phones because he locks the phones because he didn't want to hear from you. And then we have to give a topic out to the people and then the phone number, and then there's a delay. So there's, I always thought it was funny that he was like, let's go to calls. And like, we have to set calls up. They're just not just there.
I heard Ray Diaz answering the phone yesterday because it was a contest.
Yeah.
So, well, I was in the production. I was in that side.
That's a different phone line.
I know, but he's in there answering. He's, you're caller one. You didn't win. You're caller two. But then he goes, you're caller six. You won the. And I'm like, man, that must be a really fun phone call.
You
got to
tell people that you didn't win. Yeah. I thought they just waited until the sixth person called and then it's, hey, you won.
No, well, the first five people are getting bad news.
Sorry,
they're
buddy.
They're getting to talk to Ray. So, I mean, they're going to get the bad news delivered very nicely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ray does everything by the book, too. So
that'd be fun to get to tell somebody they won tickets.
Ray's like, I regret to inform you.
Yeah.
You have not been selected.
The worst part of that, though, is telling someone that they won. And then they're like, what did I win? Oh, I can't go that night. And it's like,
what were you calling for?
Why were you calling? Yeah. You took an opportunity away from someone who really, really wanted it.
Don't call in for passes to the unauthorized pool party at Chuck Swirsky's house if you're not available that night.
Yeah, Chuck caught a bad one on Twitter today. He got a bad one.
I was in the Twitter streets.
Yeah, I felt bad for my guy. He did such a great job of squiring me around Summer League last week. But he saw Noah Essengay got dunked on. A lot.
Yeah, that's one of the nastier dunks I've seen in a little while. Like, he got punched on. Like, the guy cocked it back on him.
Who's the guy that dunked on him?
I know the dude's last name is Furphy.
It's good enough. Good enough for me.
McCracky! Yes.
That was how a text thread was originated between the three of us and Marshall Harris.
Yes.
Was like, by it was a the photo of that.
Of Noah Essengay getting dunked on and his reaction to it, which looked like other things.
It also looked like maybe, you know, this dramatic painting from a French art museum or something, of just this, you know, this like dramatic just before you die face.
That pick, unfortunately, like, Noah Essengay could end up being one of the best players we've ever seen.
He had a good night last night. I think he scored 24.
And then but that picture is going to follow him around.
Yes, it is.
Forever.
And it's what I had told you guys.
Oh, pictures has 1,000 words. It's exactly what he spent yesterday talking about.
Like, he is not as physical as other players, and he gets pushed around fairly easily. And you saw it play out in the worst possible way. The way that I experienced it was him being knocked to the floor a lot. Like, every time I looked up, it was like, why is he on the floor?
Again? Not great.
And it's like, oh, he bodied up a 6'2 point guard who put him on the floor. And it's like, that's not good. So, you know, the Bulls know, by the way, like, they understand that they drafted a very young kid who's still growing into his body. But for a while, it's going to be a rough go for Noah Essengay.
Can I ask you about your Bulls summer league trip? I had a question I wanted to ask you that I think Russ will find interesting. Can you?
Was I out in these streets? No.
If you can't answer this question, then just shake me off like a pitcher who doesn't like the signal.
Okay.
Can you just describe the scene for us of breakfast that you were having, and who was all in your peripheral during this breakfast? Or would that be
I
classified.
I can't tell you who I had breakfast with.
Redacted.
Okay. But I can tell you what was going on in the room.
Describe the rest of this IHOP that you were at.
I was not at an IHOP. I was not at Denny's.
Can you tell us where you were? We'll like give away who you were talking to.
I don't want to tell you where I was because it'll give the whole game away.
It was Waffle House.
Because it's where everyone is staying. That's, you know, front office coachy type person in the NBA. But I was in a room and I looked around and I was like, oh, because I was not expecting this. Like, the breakfast that I ended up having wasn't the breakfast that I was expecting to have. I was talking with a friend of mine that works for an organization, and then people started walking in and I was like, oh, there's Mike Brown, the new coach of the Knicks, and he's sitting with Rick Brunson. And then I looked over to my left, and I was like, there's Worldwide Wes. Because for a long time, people didn't know if he was a real person. So there was Worldwide Wes. The Kyle Korver came in. I saw him, and he sat down, and he was doing stuff. I can tell you this part. I literally ran into Billy Donovan. Like, Billy was, he's there to watch his guys, and he's also there to watch his son, who is coaching the Bulls Summer League team. But he was checking in, and I, like, turned a corner and, like, ran into Billy. I was like, hey, Billy. And he's like, hey, what are you doing here? I was like, that's the question I keep getting asked. But I'm here to learn more about basketball.
All those famous basketball people all in the same Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing, right? They were all playing the little game.
The little peg game.
The peg game.
The golf tees.
Well, let's make sure that it's the game that they supply at Cracker Barrel. I don't know if we just want to generically call it the peg game, because that means...
That's wild.
It's the triangle thing with the golf tees.
About that. That's crazy.
See, this is why I'm not fun.
Russ saw a celebrity at a Cracker Barrel or something like a Cracker Barrel once.
That would... Can I say it on...
I don't think we can say his
name. I can say his... I saw R. Kelly at a Cracker Barrel.
Oh,
you can see his name.
Not recently.
Yeah, no, you won't be seeing him there. Might be a while.
I won't tell you what else I saw, but the Kells was there. You had a question about reporting that we should probably get to.
I mean, we're pretty much out of time.
But ask, though. I'm curious.
I wanted to know, like, how you guys are in different but similar places where, Jason, you're on a beat that is very competitive and breaking news is a thing. Russ, you're now like a national newsbreaker type dude. And I was just curious on what that level of stress is like for both of you. Because I do remember being on the beat and it being super stressful when free agency would come up with the Bears. So, Russ, you're our national newsbreaker guy. What's this like?
It is stressful, but it's only stressful because I'm not thinking about Passan or Ken Rosenthal or Joel Sherman. Those dudes are great at what they do, and they're going to break a lot of stories. I think if you think about that, you're going to drive yourself crazy. So how I explain it to people, usually who are in baseball, because they'll understand it this way. You know how hitters say, I have to split the plate? Like, you can't cover everything? That's how I have to think about it. I have a lot of things that I'm really good at. I'm good at writing. I'm good at analyzing the game. I'm good at telling you what these moves mean. And I can break some news, but it's not my only way of being a reporter. There's so much that happens outside of in baseball that's not the trade deadline or free agency. And so be good at those things. That's how I've had to deal with it. It also helps me, unlike the other sports, where the first day I was a national reporter, Ken Rosenthal and Jeff Passan called me, right? There was a brotherhood in that, hey, man, congrats. This is awesome. You're going to kill it. And that helped me a lot because when I got the job, I didn't think I was ready. And I was scared out of my mind that I'm going to get my ass handed to me by these guys that have been amazing at the job for longer than I've been alive. And they were very reassuring to me. So that's the other part of it, because those guys are, I can call them friends now. And I don't just have to look at them as, oh, I'm competing against you and I can't talk to you and can't go out to dinner or whatever. Like, those are really good people. And so that's really helped. And then you realize, hey, the more I do this, I'm going to get better at it. That's how I've kind of like kept the stress off. But you're a human being. And you want to do well. And I take my job really seriously, and I want to do that well because there's a lot of people that rely on me for baseball information. This city helped me get my job because people in the city trusted me with Cubs information and a little bit like writing about the White Sox too. And so I take my job as being a conduit for fans, not only here, but around baseball now, really seriously.
All right, I wish I had time for your
My bad,
answer, Jason.
I took up all your time.
I don't know. It's my fault. You start something, and then the clock, you have to pay attention to it. So you'll be here, so I can ask you about this later on in the show. In fact, we are going to talk more about the Bulls in the next segment, because our guy Chuck talked with AK, and we're going to share some of it, and I can share some of the things that I learned down in Summer League as well. That's next. Thanks, Russ. We appreciate
Thanks, friends.
You. See That's you, Russ. Russ Dorsey. That's Jason Leisure, who is sitting in for Matt Spiegel. I'm Lawrence Holmes. This is the Spiegel and Holmes Show on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.